Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 707. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, or sponsorships, please email me and Rabbi Ismach at take10fortorah.org. So, of course, in Parshas Bo, in addition to Yetzias Mitzrayim and all of the very exciting events we have two paragraphs towards the end of the Parsha, and these two paragraphs are very much a part of daily living. How so? Because they include the mitzvah of tefillin. And so when we think of the mitzvah of tefillin, we remember that unlike nowadays when tefillin are only worn during davening, tefillin used to be something which we wore all of the time. As the Gemara says, Chaviv in Yisrael shesiviv v'nakadosh baruch hu b'mitzvos. So beloved are the Jewish people that we were surrounded by mitzvos. Tefillin b'roshayim, utefillin b'zaroseim, tefillin on our heads, tefillin on our arms, tzitzis b'vig dam, tzitzis on our clothing, u'mezuzah l'pescheim, and mezuzah on the doors. Okay, so the goal of tefillin, of wearing these things on your arm and on your head, is obviously very significant. It circles a Jew with all of these symbols and all these figures, but mainly tefillin, before we get into all of the symbolism of the shape and the behavior that you do while you wrap it and all of those things, let's talk about the fact that just simply they are a container. Tefillin are a container for four sections of the Torah. And so these four sections of the Torah, of course, there are different orders. There's tefillin Rabbeinu Tam and tefillin Rashi of how we sequence these four sections, but these four sections are just contained in the Torah. So obviously it's the four sections which are significant. Two of them appear in this week's Parsha. The first section appears in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Aleph through Yud, and that's the section of Kadesh Li. Kadesh Li kol b'char petach horechem b'vnei Yisrael ba'adam uva behema lihu. Sanctify to me every firstborn that initiates the womb amongst the Israelites, among both man and beast, it is mine. So the focus over here in the beginning of this paragraph is the mitzvah of designated the Bechar, either a human Bechar or an animal Bechar. We have the mitzvah of Pidgin HaBen, we have the mitzvah of Bechar of an animal, which is specifically designated and set aside for the Beis HaMikdash. And then, Vayomer Moshe Ha'am, Moshe tells the people, you know, there's a lot of things you need to remember about these events of Mitzrayim. Zachoras Hayom Azah Asher Yitzasim Mitzrayim. Remember the day that you left Egypt and Beis Avadim from the house of slaves. Ki Bechozak Yad Hotzi Hashem Eschem Yisav Lo Yechal Chametz. Because God took you out with a very strong hand, and by the way, don't eat chametz. And then it goes into all of these other mitzvos relating to the days on which we remember the moment of Pesach, the moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is Pesach, and chametz being one of them. I took you out in Chodesh Aviv, it continues, and when you come to the land of the Kanani, the Chiti, the Amori, the Chivi, the Vayavusi, the land of all of these current nations that we will possess, so it continues to say, Shivas Yomim Tochal Matzos, you're going to eat matzos all of these days, and then you're going to make a chag. You're going to have a seventh day, which is another holiday as well. It's Matzos Yerachel, Shivas Hayomim, eat matzos all of those days, Lo Yerelech HaChametz, and don't eat any chametz, and it goes through all of the laws of Pesach. Vihi Gadat HaLabincha, you're going to tell your son, Bayomahulim, Bavar Zah, Sashem Li B'Tzeis Mitzrayim, because of all of these rituals and because of all of these practices, God took us out. And finally, last in this section is the important line. You shall have an os, a sign, and a remembrance between your eyes, a sign on your hand, a remembrance between your eyes, so that the Torah, God's Torah, will be in your mouth. Because it was with a show of strength that God took you out of Egypt. You shall observe this decree at his designated time from year to year. So that's the first paragraph. And it's one of the four sections, and this is the reason there are four paragraphs in the tefillin. They're one of four sections where this mitzvah of tefillin is mentioned. So this first mention of tefillin focuses us on the connection between tefillin and Yetzias Mitzrayim. It is there to remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, in different classes, we've talked about the focus and fundamental element of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which, for the very first time, taught the Jewish people that there is a God who is above nature, who is still involved in the world. So Yetzias Mitzrayim is always everywhere, everywhere in all of Jewish practice, in all of the mitzvos. It is everywhere we are, because it is so fundamental to what Jews believe. The second paragraph, though, is very similar to the first paragraph, and the second paragraph is also actually the next pasuk. It's the next set of psukim right after the first paragraph, but there is a parsha break, the paragraph break, and so it continues, V'hayaki, Yibicha Hashem, El Eretz HaKanani, when you come to the land, and then it mentions again the mitzvah of Peterechem, of this focus on the firstborn, which, you know, the whole story of Yitzhak Mitzrayim has focus on the firstborn. And then, V'hayiki yishalcha vincha machar le'mar, your kid's going to ask you, Mazos, what is all of this stuff? And again, you're going to respond, because it gets you Hashem v'mitzrayim beis avadim, with a strong hand. God took us out of Egypt from the house of bondage. But Paro was stubborn to send us out. And God took care of all the Bechor, all the firstborn. Therefore, I am going and taking all these firstborn and doing what I'm doing. And then finally, it shall be as a sign on your hand. The only difference between the expression over here and in the previous paragraph is here yodcha is spelled a little bit differently with a hey at the end, and the Gemara says and teaches us here it should be on the yod keha, the weaker hand, that's why it goes on the left hand. But then it says ulatotafos binecha, it should be for totafos. Now totafos is a very difficult word to translate, as we'll see, probably not in this 10, but we're going to see that totafos is a hard word. It's generally translated as frontlets, whatever in the world that means. Because God took us out with a strong hand. So this paragraph is somewhat repetitive. It kind of repeats the same themes of Bechor, it repeats the same themes of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, and ties again this mitzvah of tefillin, that you're always going to have these tefillin evident on you, surrounded by all these mitzvahs, but this one specifically to remind you of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's as if you're reminding yourself of why we believe in God, God's involvement in the world, and that carries on us all the time. Of course, the other two paragraphs, we say all of the time, we know much better. But these two paragraphs are obviously there for a different reason. And hopefully in a different 10, maybe next week, we'll talk about the why behind all of this. Today, we're just going to be able to focus on the what. And these two paragraphs, of course, the paragraphs of Shema and Vahaya. The first two paragraphs of Shema, generally, are different than the third paragraph of Shema. The first paragraph of Shema is divided into two sections, theme and instructions. Second paragraph of Shema as well, theme and instructions. The instructions, let's start with that. The instructions are pretty simple. If you start, let's say, for example, with the second paragraph. So, v'samtem es devarei eila, you're going to put these words, al levavchem, on your hearts, al nafshechem, on your souls, ukshartem osam laos, and you're going to tie them for a sign, al yedchem, on your hands, v'hayu totafos b'neinechem, and they shall be for totafos, between your eyes. Okay, so that's, you're supposed to put them on your heart and on your soul, and tie them on your arm, and put it on your head. And you're supposed to teach them to your children, teach them to speak them, and you're supposed to speak them yourself as well, when you are at home, when you are on your way, when you go to sleep, when you rise in the morning. So, wherever you are, and whenever you are. So, not just everywhere, but always. So, these are the instructions that you're supposed to be fulfilling with this theme. Talk about them, teach them to your children, and always have them on your mind. And write them on your mezuzos. Okay, write them on the doorposts. So, what is the theme that we're supposed to be doing that to? So, of course, the theme of the second paragraph that we're supposed to be expressing all the time and always is the theme of fear of God. That's the second paragraph. And by the way, it's the second for a reason, because fear is not what we should be striving for. Fear of, if you don't do the mitzvahs, it won't rain, you won't have the sustenance that you expect, you won't be able to support yourself properly, and if you do the mitzvahs, things will all be good. That's the basic relationship of fear. That is something that is also supposed to be in our tefillin. That message has all of these instructions that we are to perform with the message, one of those instructions being, put them in tefillin. So we have two references to Egypt in tefillin, and then the third is this reference to the relationship of fear to God. But then, of course, there's the first paragraph of Shema, which is the first paragraph for a reason, and has the same instructions, v'shinatam levanecha, you're going to teach them to your children, hayod varm ha'ele, they're going to be ala levavecha, similar language, teach them to your children, speak them, b'shevtecha b'v'isecha, b'lachtecha v'derecha v'shachu b'chav k'mecha, wherever you are, and always, ukshartam l'os ha'yodecha, v'yirut v'tfos b'nerecha, and here as well, it refers to them as an os, a sign, and totavos between your eyes, and write them on your mezuzos. Write what? What's the theme of this paragraph that you're supposed to be expressing so ubiquitously? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the first line of God's unity. We believe in one God, not just one, but not two. We believe in one God, the one God that is the source of all, the one real and one true thing. And we've talked about this idea in the past and explained it further, but the one true thing, that's what we believe, the one really important thing in this world. We are very secondary to that. And the second paragraph is the upshot of that. How are we to relate to this God who is the one true thing? We shall develop an appreciation and a love and a connection and a relationship to this one true thing, to this God. How much so? With all of our heart and with all of our soul, with all of our might. And so in the collective, what tefillin are expressing are four parshios. Yeah, there are certain references to the mitzvos of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which involve Pesach. There is some of that, but focused specifically on two paragraphs of Yetzias Mitzrayim, two paragraphs of fundamental beliefs of the love relationship to God and the fear relationship to God. That is how it's broken down, and I hope to continue talking about the meaning of tefillin in coming classes. Have a great day.